tell me the story of how you bought your winning ticket.
Friday afternoon, I left my apartment, decided to go to Walmart and Decorum from West Union. In between there is a town called Ossian. Decided to grab a pop, and while I was waiting in line to pay for the pop, I bought, told them, give me, or can you check these tickets? So they checked my tickets that I had. I only won $2, so I'm like, okay, I'll take one Mega Million with that, but can I have 20 more? And she's like, great. So I got my tickets and I left and I went to Walmart. Next day when I checked my tickets.
At a different store.
At a different store in West Union at a BP. I wanted to get two chicken thighs. And
because you were hungry.
I was hungry. And I decided, what, can you check this? And so they checked the ticket and all of a sudden it didn't do anything for a long time. And then all of a sudden, boom, this long piece of paper came out of the machine. Cashier looked at it and was puzzled. Then she grabbed the smaller one and seen that the amount, turned around and stared at me. And I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden, she's like, you won $1 million.
So the long piece of paper is a claim form that automatically prints out of the terminal when mm-hmm. somebody wins big. And then the second piece of paper, obviously, is the receipt. And you have the receipt.
I have the receipt.
That you won $1 million. But then your story took a really weird turn. You were super excited, probably a little shaky.
Yeah, super excited. I almost forgot to pay for the chicken. They told me, you got to buy the chicken. And so I turned around and bought the chicken and left with the receipt and the long piece of paper. I figured I got to go tell someone. I got to go tell Jeff and Lou.
And these are your brothers, right?
It's my brother and my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And on the way home, there's two traffic lights in West Union because it's a small town. I hit both of them with red.
And so you're just
and I'm like,
bursting
with
news.
Oh my God, I got to go home. I got to go tell someone something. I finally get back to the event center and I show my brother Jeff and Lou. Jeff's like, oh, this ain't real. And I'm like, no, it's real. And Tad, this is good. This is
you really,
good
you
and
really
comical.
You that up good, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, no, it's real. And then all of a sudden he looked at it a little harder and he's like, Tad, it really is real. And I'm like, yeah. But I was giggling in shock the whole time telling them the story.
So then how did you figure out that you didn't have your ticket? This is the part of the story that just like my
gives me
a heart attack.
All of a sudden the manager of BP calls my sister because they're sisters, or my sister-in-law because they're sisters, and told her, Tad has his ticket here. Tell him to get back to the store and get the ticket.
Oh my gosh. You were double lucky that day,
seriously. I used up all the luck in the family.
So you had your family owns the event center.
Yep.
In town. And so you hadn't heard yet that somebody had won locally.
No, I did not. I went to the bar because I bartend every weekend to help out at the event center. I was stocking the cooler for 2 hours after I got that all done. I went to the kitchen and asked Lou when she was cooking, should I make Rice Krispie bars for Sunday for my brother's funeral? And she's like, oh my God, Tad, the kids would be so upset if you didn't make them. So I'm like, oh, I already got the stuff upstairs. I'm going to make it. So I went upstairs, made the Rice Krispie bars, and then I decided to go to BP and get some chicken because
yeah.
I was hungry.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, what a story. And tell me, and by the way, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother.
Thank you.
Those situations are just hard. But tell me what you're planning to do with the money. It sounds like it's going to be another family business, another Albert family business.
Yeah. My brother, Jeff and Lou, own a business called Brick City in Claremont. And my goal is to take that over and started back up because with COVID, it wasn't running for the 2 years. I think it's time for it to reopen up, and now I got the money that I can do it.
It's kind of perfect timing for that because seriously, the economy is back open. People want to be out doing things. True. So it's not going to be Brick City. What is it going to be?
Brick City 2.
With numeral 2 behind it. So, oh my gosh, that's great. So has word spread like wildfire?
Oh, in a small town it does. I think by 2 o'clock, half the town already knew. By 5 o'clock, I think everybody.
Have you been getting lots of congratulations?
Yes, I have.
That's great.
And it's amazing.
That's great. So I've asked you before, like, does it seem real yet?
No, I'm still in shock. My stomach is not right.
Did you ever think you would win big?
No. I thought so many parks should have my name on them called Tad because I donated so much money to these parks. By
playing the lottery.
By not being a winner.
So I always ask people, like, if you really didn't think you'd win, why did you play?
Because if you don't play, you don't get a chance.
You're saying there's a chance, right?
Yeah.
To quote that movie.